Quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So healers of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not in mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. And those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
Life is easy
when you're up on the mountain and you got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talks come so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley of trials and temptation, but where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good time is still God in the bad time. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but the talk comes easy when lies at its best. Now it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. When He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy and He loves me, this I know. When He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy and He loves me, this I know. When He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy and He loves me, this I know. My Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, is now. I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on Thy brow. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, is now. I love Thee in life, I will love Thee in death, and praise Thee as long as Thou lendest me breath. And say when the dead do lie cold on my brow, if ever I love Thee, my Jesus, is now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore Thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow, if ever I love Thee, my Jesus, is now. In mansions of glory and endless delight. I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, is now. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
To be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus, honor our love just to be like Him. All true love journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honor I long just to be like Him. All true life journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honor I long just to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its gain. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How His joy overflows, no tongue can tell. Thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is His power, sweet is His faith. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the race. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain and the barren land that satisfied the thirst of the inner man. No better place could be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is His power, sweet is His face. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is His power, sweet is His face. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap over me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap over me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap over me. Just under 3 years from now, this world will be on fire. We got it right. We got it out of the scripture. Mm-hmm. That's what you all know. That's all we know is the scripture. That's what we go by. That's what we live by. We live by the word of God. We know exactly 1,260 days. That's why it's written like that. It didn't just take up space. There's a reason why it's down to the day and then the month. 1,260 days. From where? You got to find out from where. October the 15th. 1,260 days to the middle of the week of Daniel. 7 year period. We said it over and over again. Then from there is 42 months to the end. When that end comes, then this world is on fire. Satan is done. The day of the Lord. Judgment seat. The judgment day of the Lord. Here this generation.
It's gonna come.
Sure as anything. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is Inscription. And all weird one, we're marching on with it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we don't have to manipulate things. Have to organize things. It's all organized for us. All we gotta do is follow. Follow the truth. The truth is marching on. Mm-hmm. I know the things we say, they're pretty foreign to a lot of people because they have been in touch with reality, been brainwashed by these religions. So it's pretty tough to come through with the things we say. And but we just got to keep chipping away. We know we're right, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We're right and they're wrong. And they are the multitudes, the religionists, the zealots, the scribes and the Pharisees in the modern day language. John 14:27. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it as to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be distressed or lacking in courage. Mine and Fried and Gabi I, mine and Fried and Lazi I. Ni Gabi I be die Welt in Gib, euer Herz erschrecke nicht und fürchte sich nicht. That's what I'm talking about. Like, see, when we say, when they read our books, they say they're full of hate. Well, we done. They say there's no love in them. Well, we done give love the way the world gives love. Like, go along with anything and everybody. Mm-hmm. Compromise just for the sake of peace. Well, that's not the peace the Lord gives. It's not the, he said he didn't send, he didn't come to give peace on earth. But he can't to set a mother-in-law against her daughter and things like that. That's the way God works. If you're a believer, you're going to be at an animosity with those that are not believers. It's just that simple. And there's a friction there. There's no peace. But he says, my peace I give to you, I don't give it the way the world gives it. The world lives on a world of compromise,
mm-hmm.
and just go along to get along. That's why they say to us, our books are our message. There's no love in it. Well, if you care about somebody, that means you love them. You care about them. You tell them the truth. That's all we're about. We're telling people the truth because that's the only thing we have is the truth. We cannot function in a lie and fabrication and hypocrisy. We live in truth. You and I, we're telling people the truth. That's why we say the thing that a lot of people, it comes across as hate, because today, love is, the truth is evil spoken of. And that means that when you tell people the truth, they take it as a lie. The truth will be called a lie, and the lie will be called a truth. And here it is, closing days of time. But see, we want to set the record straight. What we're telling people is 100% the truth, because we are right and they are wrong. And that they, these religious zealots out there, these preachers, these people in the pulpit, they manipulate the scriptures just to fit their own program, their own agenda. But you and I, we're telling people the truth because that's the only thing we can't tell them, because mm-hmm. we're not our own. We're led by the Spirit of the living God, and that's what we do. We tell people the truth. It needs to be told here in this closing day of time and this world of major deception. And that's the program the Lord gave us. Tell people the truth and let the chips fall on the map. Of course, you'll be persecuted. You'll be put in the outs. That's all part of the program. But as long as we can still sit in the contour, we can tell people the truth. What they do with the truth, that's their business. That doesn't affect us none. But see, like I say, we tell people the truth, but But then there's war on, because when you tell people the truth, they start rebelling. And just like I was reading yesterday about when they stoned Stephen, Stephen, he was telling these Jews who they are. He was taking the covers off them. Mm-hmm. And they always rebel against the Spirit. See, today is where they lie against the truth. They rebel against the truth. We're telling people the truth and they rebel against it simply because we tell them the truth. We told it, how did I tell 20-30 years ago that God sent the prophet? Well, they didn't like what I said, so they put you in the outs. And then I'm okay with that, because that's what that just exposes them for who they really are. And the day we come along and we tell them what these tubs are, they're nothing but agents of Satan. Well, they take that pretty hard, and they think it's no love. Well, we tell them the truth, so that before the judgment day comes, just up the road here, just a few years from now, 2028, we get it right down to the year, we got it right down to the month, we got it right down to the day, and exactly right at that particular day, exactly 7 years from October the 15th, 2021, that's when Satan will be no more. And right instantly after Satan gets thrown into hell, instantly the day of the Lord is on. Jesus comes, and for 30 days, this planet is going through the judgment day of the Lord. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. We got it right down to the day, and we are right and they are wrong. They're just, all their sessions are, all their preaching is to brainwash the masses with lies. Mm-hmm. It's not real. It's not true. We're telling people the truth, and the reason they put us in the out, because they cannot accept the truth. Mm-hmm. They cannot. It upsets their apple cart. It upsets their brainwashing session. But that's what we want to tell people, how this works. My peace I leave with you, but I don't give it the way the world gives it. We come across, it looks like they say, our message is full of hate. No, it's full of love and compassion for a lost and dying world. And the way you prove it, by telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth will set them free. They will not be set free when people tell them a lie and they compromise and a wishy-washy gospel. We got a gospel that bites, that's salty, and we tell people the truth. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. Lord, I just pray you'll give us the grace to express the things you put on my heart here in these closing days of time, that we'll be faithful and true to Lord, to what you've called us to be and to what you've called us to do, Lord, that we will not compromise, that we will not bend or bow or bow, but just keep going straight ahead, Lord. That's why we ask for grace on a day-to-day basis, that you give us something to talk about, something that's current, something that makes sense, something that's a common denominator for the day and hour that we're now living in, Lord. We realize there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of brainwashing going on, because we're living in an hour of time where the truth is evil spoken of. Good will be called evil and evil will be called good. And we're just trying to swim against the stream and tell people the truth of the matter, Lord. We just pray you can use us for your honor, for your glory. We pray, Lord, mostly that you'll open the hearts of the people, that they'll be able to understand what we're trying to say here. Because the God of this world has closed their understanding, has blinded their mind. And there's millions of people out there, preachers at the pulpit, brainwashing, slowly brainwashing the people, because we're living in an hour where the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that religious brainwashing that's out here, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the grace to continue on this journey, Lord. Most of all, we pray that you'll draw a picture before the eyes of the people and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You want to talk about things that's current. We've taken a drive down the street here, and we saw this funeral. I guess this Marlene died, and they had her funeral here on the weekend. So we drove by there, and there's a lot of Hutterites, a lot of ex-Hutterites there. And I didn't go in there. I was just watching for a while, and there must have been about 300-400 people there, I figure. A lot of people there anyway. And then we just kind of watched the process of it, and then when the person dies, they bury him. That's what they were doing. They were having the funeral, and then they, I guess they took him down to bury her. But we want to talk about today, when somebody dies, they just kind of praise him to high heaven, and they hope against hope that they'll have a good place. And you and I, we live in reality. We had to look at that thing. She had a horrible, horrible disease. And about a year ago, we went up to Tree Hills on a funeral of a girl I used to know back in the day, and she had that same disease. What do you call it?
It's called Lou Gehrig's, ALS.
But whatever, and like I say, we want to know the truth of the matter, and we go to the Lord, and we want to find out why she would have to die in such a horrible, horrible disease. It chokes you alive. It takes your muscles away. You get to a place where you can't even breathe, you can only imagine what the suffering they have to go through when somebody dies with that disease. And we went to the Lord and want to know exactly why would a young girl, just the prime of life, get such a terrible disease? Well, we went to the scriptures, because the scripture has an answer for everything. Whether you like it or not, then we got to see it the way the scriptures say it. The Bible says, back in the days of Moses, it said, if you walk in my ways, I will allow none of these diseases to come on you. Those are the diseases that came on the Egyptians. And God said, if you walk in my ways, I will not let none of these diseases come upon you. That's a disease that the Lord of glory allowed to come on that girl, because obviously the scriptures run true to form. We can only go by what the scriptures say. If you walk in my way, I will not let any of these diseases come on you. That's a disease that the Lord allowed to come on that little girl, and simply because she's not walking in his ways. And then there's another scripture in the Ten Commandments. It says, I will seek vengeance. See, it's God's vengeance. A disease like that is so horrible, you can't even imagine. It's of God's vengeance. I will take vengeance on them three and four generations. Three and four generations for them that hate me. And we did some extensive studying, because we care about people and we want to know what's going on, so that we can tell people what's really going on, so they don't live in this delusion and this charismatic spirit that tells you if you mention Jesus, you automatically go to heaven. Well, it's deception. The proof is in the pudding. If you walk in my ways, I will not allow any of these diseases to come on. And then God said, and then come in, like I said, I will seek vengeance on three, down on the children. I will visit the iniquity of the fathers three and four generations down, because for those that hate me. But I know her. I didn't know her mom that good, but I kind of went to school, I think, at this. We brought up in the same college anyway, back before they split up and we moved to Bloomfield. And from there, they moved to Marble Ridge. And from Marble Ridge, she got married and she moved over to Broad Valley. And then after, eventually, they left. So I kind of knew a little bit, I feel a little bit connected to that. And then when they left, I went to visit them quite a bit. And then after a while, it became obvious. I heard to the grapevine, they don't like me showing up at their place. But see, and then I didn't go back there anymore. What's the point in going back if you're not welcome? I used to think when people leave the college, they do like me. They leave for spiritual reasons. They leave because they have a passion and desire for God. And that's what I took that family to be. And that's why I stopped in there. That kind of told me where they live. And we went there to visit them a few times. And then I went back there and visited. But after a while, it became very obvious. They were not on the pathway. They did not want to know but the spiritual matters, the things that I had interest in. I was only interested in spiritual things. That's all the conversation I had with her. And then, of course, like I say, it became obvious. They don't want no part of that chapter. And then I just I never went back there again. But I know of them. So when they had this funeral here, I kind of felt for them. But then we went to the Lord about it. Lord, what do you say about it? Well, the Lord has scriptures for everything. Like I say, he has take vengeance on 3 to 4 generations. I know. I didn't know her too well, but I know her. I know her parents. I know that that Mac from Bloomfield. He was just let's be honest. I gotta be honest. I'm not gonna wishy washy things. He was just a drunk. That's all he was. All his life he was an alcoholic. Just that simple. And then his father, like that'd be her great grandfather. He was a problem all his life. I grew up with the old grump. He was always grumpy. Always a problem. And he was not a good man, just that simple. But see, he didn't love the Lord. It says, I will seek vengeance in 3 to 4 generations down the road on them that hate me. They hated God, and so did his son Mac, and so did a generation of not loving God. That's what I'm trying to say. And the Bible says, and I will show mercy, treat thousands of generations for them that love me. And that's the only way that you can break that curse. When your parents, your grandparents, or your great-grandparents, because it goes 3 to 4 generations, if you want to stop that curse, you just simply love the Lord. That's all you do. Then that curse does not come on you, because he says, I'll show mercy of them that love me thousands and thousands of generations down the road. So anytime you see your parents, or you see your grandparents, and you see your great-grandparents, you look at their genealogy, and they're nothing but God-haters, and they're not living for God, they don't love God, they hate God, and they hate people that represent God, then you simply pull yourself away from them, and you get to a place where you can love God, and that curse will not come on you. Just that simple. I don't know how you see it.
Well, it's like people don't realize it. A lot of these diseases are from the sins of the fathers. What their generation previously has done, not seeking God, not loving God, and then you're more susceptible to these diseases that come upon people. And then in the generation, the upcoming generations, you will see these diseases coming upon them, because it clearly says, just because it's in the Old Testament, that does not mean that it's not relevant. It's very relevant, because God is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. It's still the sins of the fathers that come upon the children because of disobedience and not seeking out God and following his ways. Like it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, every scriptural passage is inspired by God. All of them are useful for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting people, and training them for a life that has God's approval. That's what the scripture is all about. It's for pointing out errors and correcting people. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with this false, charismatic, fake love that is out there today. All of scripture is all about correcting people. In the Old Testament, you can walk through the Old Testament. In every generation, God had prophets to tell the children of Israel how to walk in the ways of God, and that has God's approval. So these diseases don't, and these judgments don't come upon these people. And that's all we're continuing in that same light, is when you love corrects, loves rebukes, and all these things that are in God. Why? It's because God wants you to prosper. You cannot prosper if you do not learn yourselves in the ways of God and walk in his ways. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible. It's only when you get to know who God is, all of his characteristics, all of his principles, and all his statutes, his laws, his ordinances, you walk in them. and you live a life that is approved of God, then these diseases cannot touch you. But the sins of the fathers come upon the children, and they don't realize up to the third and the fourth generation, to them that hate me. That is a result of hating God and not following his ways and not trying to find out what God wants. All the people ever know is when you correct them that you hate. Love is correcting. Love is pointing out errors so that you can fall in line in the ways of God, and then God can bless you and your generation.
See, you and I, we care about people. We love people because we tell them the truth. We don't, but we don't have this artificial love, this charismatic love where you love everybody, you breathe everybody. Well, we don't embrace everybody. We don't. There's not one person on the planet that you and I hate. We hate their do. We hate the way they live. We hate what they do. We hate the way they reject Jesus. We hate the way they reject truth. That's the part we hate. But we do not hate no individual. There's not one person on planet Earth that I hate. I'm telling people the truth because I care about them. I want them to spend eternity in heaven with them. That's why we tell people the truth. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Because we care about people. Because we know just up the road here a few years from now, there's going to be that judgment day of the Lord coming. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can hurry it up. It's going to happen exactly the way we see it. Right exactly the minute. 1,260 days to the middle of the week, and then 42 months to the end of it. And then it's all over but the cry. And then in comes a complete a different world. Something that nobody has ever been taught in that Hutterite club, that Hutterite cult. They never tell you about the millennium. They never tell you the program. Well, we're telling, because their whole makeup, their whole infrastructure is just built on one big fat lie. That whole Hutterite thing, that whole Amish thing, it's all built. The only place they could go back to the day of when Martin Luther came, the Reformer came, and then Satan sent in these opposers. They were opposing Martin Luther and his message, just to live by faith. And what they did, what Satan did, he sends in these religious zealots, these Jacobuters, these Andrea Enterprises, these Peter Riedemanns, these Zwinglis, and simply to do the same thing that the devil does every time God does something. Satan sends in his thugs and his antichrist, and then they can do a way better job than a Christian can anytime. But they can come out with so pious and make it so real. But it's built on a lie. It has no foundation principle. And that's what that Hutterite system is built on. It's built on a lie. It's not real. They get up and they tell people a lie. The whole thing is one big fat lie and one big communistic socialistic system. System on steroids. The most successful, very successful socialistic program. And the devil knows that. That's why he leaves them alone. He just keeps giving them wealth and all that because he knows they're no problem because he's got them all in it. He's got them all twisted up. And that's what we do. We're telling people the truth of the matter. It's not that simple. And like the Bible says, back in the Ten Commandments, I will show mercy hundreds and thousands of generations. Why don't you just read it? See, people think we're making things up because they never read the Bible. Like you and I just... I'm just quoting out these scriptures for the sake of time, but if you would read it out of back in the days of Moses, when God told Moses about the Ten Commandments, I will take vengeance on them that hate me, 3 and 4 generations. And it said, they'll take it out, it'll be the sense of the fathers. That's all that came to me when I was sitting there watching all these people, and all that came to me, the sense of the fathers. That's all it is, the sense of the fathers. Otherwise, if her parents and their parents and their parents would have loved God, that thing would not have come. It's just that simple.
It says in Exodus 20, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down unto thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and for generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
See, she could have changed that curse that automatically comes on people, on your parents, on your grandparents, and on the 3 to 4 generations, then slowly that curse is lifted. But you think of vengeance, 3 to 4 generations of them that hate me. Well, I know that. I kind of grew up with that, for grandparents. That would be on the mom's side. I don't know that much about on the dad's side of the fence, because I that old George from Lakeside and used to fight around there on his side of the fence. But on her side of the fence, I know, I grew up with these people. I know that Mac. He was just a drunk. I've got to be honest with you. That's all you remember about him, just a drunk. And then his dad, that old Mike, he died a drunk. And just that simple. He went down to the basement and got himself drunk. He had a stroke, and then that's the way he died. And just nothing good about the man. Just that simple. He's always a rebel rouser. Always making it hard for other people. Always a grump. So there's nothing good about them. I'm just being honest because I don't want people that are completely innocent, ignorant of what's going on. We're telling people the truth so that they can learn and not have to fall into that garbage that their parents and their grandparents brought upon their children and their grandchildren, because the Bible says, what does it say about it? He'll show mercy to thousands and for thousands upon thousands of people that love me and worship me. That's all we're trying to say. If you love the Lord, if you love His truth, if you love His word, that curse will not come on you. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're doing. We're trying to prevent people. We're trying to help people so that she's got siblings and there's other people that are affected by the sins of the fathers, and we're just telling, putting it out there. If your parents and your parents were no good for nothing, they were just a troublemaker, they never did nothing proper and decent, then that it's being sent on the children, 3 and 4 generations. And the only way you can stop that curse, you can simply stop it by loving God, loving truth, and put yourself towards towards the heavenlies. That's all that you need to do. Mm-hmm. Like that girl we went up, a funeral we went about a year ago, one up in Tree Hills, Alberta, and I knew her from way back, and she had that same disease, and I went to the Lord, and I knew her before she got married. She was engaged to this guy from Africa, a black guy, and I didn't know enough to tell her this way or that, but when we went up to the funeral, and I saw found out a little bit about her life story. She got married to this guy from Nigeria. Completely went against the parents, went against the grandparents, the whole siblings, the whole family didn't want her to get involved with that guy from Nigeria. And then, anyway, she just went against all the odds, and she went and got married to the guy. And it didn't work out too good because mm-hmm. they separated and. And it was a nightmare of a mm-hmm. of a marriage because it didn't work out at all. And then there again, in the sense of the fathers, it's just that simple. You marry this, get involved with this guy from Nigeria, these voodoo people. I don't know, they got some kind of religion. They carry a certain cap or something. And you could tell, I could tell right away, that guy is in this voodoo stuff. They got all kinds of religions over in Africa. And like I say, she was told not to get involved with this guy from America, but you know, she was young and she wanted to do it her way. She did take the advice of the parents, and then she gets involved with this guy from Africa, and then she gets this Lou Gehrig's disease, and you know, it's a horrible disease. They told us a little bit about what they have to go through. Your lungs give up, your muscles get mush, you have no control over nothing, and with a little bit of investigating where this comes from, it's just a curse that God said, if you walk in my ways, I will put none of these diseases on you. Obviously, it was not the will of the Lord that she gets involved with mm-hmm. this guy from America, this voodoo guy. And she never did take any advice from nobody. But she went straight ahead and just pulled her way through. And like I said, there again, the only way you can stop that curse from coming up, you turn yourself to the Lord and you start loving truth. You start loving the Lord. And it's not that hard to do because God cares for the human race. He wants what's best for the human race. He doesn't want these diseases to come on people, but they come automatically. If you hate God, you hate truth, and you rebel against the truth, then these diseases will come on you. Some people, it doesn't hit everybody the same way. Some people, it hits some other way, but it doesn't necessarily hit everybody. You know what I'm trying to say? Just sometimes it does. It's like apparently it hit that Marlene girl, and then that the sense of the father just happened to hit her, and the people, the siblings and the people in that family structure, they don't know why this happened. Mm-hmm. Well, we're telling them today why it happened. It's the sense of the father. Like you and I, we tell people the truth. And we're being hated because we tell people the truth. But we can't tell them nothing. We can't tell them this rosy picture when the picture isn't rosy at all. We can't tell them that these 100-rand preachers are good when they're not good, because it's just a rundown from the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes and the Pharisees died, but that spirit that controlled the scribes and the Pharisees, they're still on these people in the pulpit. Just that simple. And all we're doing, we're just taking the wraps off. We're telling people the truth. That's all we can tell. That's all you and I can do. We can only tell people the truth. And like I say here in these closing days, the truth is evil spoken of. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And in Numbers, it says, Numbers 14, 18, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
That's exactly what we're up against. And like I say, we were down there, we're looking at all these people, and they're all convinced that, I don't know what if she had any faith or what kind of religion she had, but like I say, I went to visit them when they left the colony about the same time I was terminated. So I all I wanted in life was to go and talk to people about the things of the Lord. And like I say, after a while they let me know through the grapevine that they don't want me coming around anymore. Well, they're not interested, and I was only interested in talking about heavenly things. And like I say, they made it pretty obvious that they didn't want nothing to do with me. So I didn't. I never went back there again once I heard about that. So, but it's pretty obvious that the parents, they were not godly people. They were just probably religious. Maybe they went to church. That don't mean nothing. But you tell them the truth. You tell them the truth, and then that's what happens. When people don't want the truth, then they go a different direction. Mm-hmm. We're telling people the truth. And we got a lot of people that used to listen on us, but after a while they don't like what we said. They're offended at the word, just like Jesus told John when he was in prison. Blessed are ye that are offended at me and my word. People, they get offended at the word. Well, you and I, we hear a lot of things that we don't like. The Lord tells us a lot of things that we don't like, but we adjust ourselves to it. Like now, he wants me to lose 30 pounds. Well, I gotta do that. I do everything I can to try to crucify the flesh in that direction. And he tells us to do things that we don't like, but after a while, you find out it's the only way to go, because you avoid a lot of heartache and misery. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're living like the way we live. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we pray in the day. That's why we have these conversations, because we don't want that judgment to strike us. We want to be on the good side of it. When that judgment day comes, we want to be in the good side of history. That's all we're doing. We're preparing ourselves a place that we'll have some place to show up in that heavenly abode and have an expected end. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And then, of course, you got to crucify the flesh, and you got to keep your limbs on strength and burn. Of course, it's an effort. And then you got to say things that, you know, you're going to be hated for, but we got to tell people the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. We can't Can you tell people a lie and be a hypocrite about things? We've got to tell people the truth. And the reason that girl went to Bird Air on Saturday is because the sense of the Father. It's just that simple. Now, if you hear us say that, then you see to it. If your parents and your grandparents and your great grandparents hated God, you just short-circuit that and you just put in every effort you can to find out where the truth is for the day and hour you're living in, then you get cursed as the one. It will not touch you. Just that simple. That's all we're doing. That's all that you and I are about. To make people have a prosperous and a happy life. That's it. That's all we're about.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for your word. How it reproves us and corrects us and corrects our errors, Lord, so that we can live a prosperous life before you, Lord. And we know that's all you want from people, that they acknowledge you and follow in your ways and keep your statutes, Lord. So we just want to present this to people and let them know they can either have your blessing or a curse comes upon their lives if they don't follow your ways, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.